Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial
from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Now, back to the courtroom.
We can try to do it with one monitor if they have difficulty fixing it. Is it possible to move it a little closer to... We don't need to look at it. We know what these images look like.
Well, let me wait.
To come up. He went to get water for the jurors. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me stop for just a moment. Mr. Primo, the first set of images that we were looking at with the styrofoam insert sitting on a person's leg and the ammunition in the background that was blurry, were you able to determine the dates that those images were taken?
Yes, the examination of the metadata, which is data about data from the photos, was evaluated in as a part of the enhancement process.
And what was the date?
The date that the metadata interpretation tool is reporting as the date time the original image was captured is October 10th, 2021 at approximately 9 a.m. 42, 11 seconds.
Okay. And just to be clear, the videos that we showed you of Mr. Baldwin putting on his bandolier, were you able to determine the date of those?
I did not evaluate the date time created information from those videos.
Okay.
No.
But the jury can rely on the testimony of other witnesses for the appropriate dates for that. And then we'll get to the next one in a moment. So let's go ahead and begin again. State's Exhibit 179, what are we looking at here?
This is a comparison of the specific region that was cropped, demonstrating the bandolier and the ammunition. At frame 237, I don't recall which video exhibit this came from. But as you can see here on the left, this is the original information that does not have any clarification, application of any clarification to it. The image on the right is a clarified version that uses resizing of that section to make it larger, light level adjustments, shadow and highlights, shadows, midtones and highlights, and sharpening.
And sir, in both images, but in particular in the clarified image on the right, are you able to determine that one of the supposed pieces of ammunition seems to have a silver coloring in the center?
Visually, yes. objectively through that deeper methodology that I talked about, no, we did not apply that method for verification.
Okay. Let's move to States Exhibit 180. Tell us what we're looking at here.
This is another instance, video image 218-218, from the video exhibit that was isolated. The section on the left-hand side that was cropped is from the original video image. The section on the right was clarified and enlarged. Similar processes were applied.
And in this image, when we compare it to the previous image, that being States Exhibit 179, do you see that change in color, that silver type color, in the same place in both images? And what I mean in the same place, on the same piece of ammunition, or where the ammunition is located?
That is correct. Yes, it's a lighter tonal value or representation, which is dissimilar than the other tonal values in chroma and luma, light and color, that appears dissimilar.
I'm going to show you States Exhibit 181. Tell us what we're looking at here.
This is frame 237. Similar processes were applied. The image on the left-hand side is the original that has not been resized from the video recording. The image on the right is the clarified version that has been resized, enhancement processes applied. And then the entire image was actually resized, I don't think I mentioned this, to format the screen that you're looking at in an HD resolution. So had we not performed that, it would have been a little bit smaller on the screen, because this section was the smallest that we enhanced, because the resolution, the picture size from these videos was much smaller than the RE, which is a very high resolution, and even the photos from the iOS devices, the iPhones, that were captured.
Okay. States Exhibit 182. Tell us what this is.
This is another representation of frame 218. So when the images were enlarged, two different resizing methods were used to verify that the information that was being enlarged was accurately being done so and wasn't an inaccurate representation when it was made larger. This appears to be the other enhancement version. As you can see, it's kind of like more blocky, pixely, and if that's a forensic term, on the right-hand side when it was enlarged.
And in all of the images that we've looked at in this group of the images, 179 through 182, do you see the lighter colored primer in the same position, that being what appears to be the third piece of ammunition from the top?
That is correct.
States Exhibit 183, what's this?
This is frame 175. If memory serves, this is from the other video recording, because there's a clear indication of the front of the ammunition. I'm considering the front to be where the projectile is located, in which case this exhibit on the left is the original section of the video image that was selected, cropped, enlarged, and the clarified version that has clarified processes applied. One particular process that wasn't included on the others is a process called deblurring, so kind of refocusing that that image that we're seeing so it's clearer.
Can you see what appears to be that same silver coloring in the piece of ammunition that's third from the top?
It's more difficult to see in this version, but there are slight, the pixel information is there. Yes.
Okay. States Exhibit 184, same question.
Yes.
To everything.
The dissimilar, yes. So the section on the left is the isolated version, clarified version on the right that has been resized, and there is a dissimilar tonal value visibly between those Specifically, we examined the two ammunition that were side by side.
Okay, thank you. State's Exhibit 185, same thing, just different frame?
That is correct.
State's Exhibit 186, same thing, different frame?
This is another version of an alternate resizing algorithm that was used to make the image bigger for verification that no additional information was added to the recording that rendered determinations inaccurate. Like nothing was added to the video that misrepresents what was originally there.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's move to the images that you were able to analyze from the RE video. I'm not going to play the video on this device because it will cause the system to crash. So I'm going to move to State's Exhibit 189. I would like to have 189 entered into evidence and permission to publish.
Is 189 this video?
No, 189 is the digital image that he created
from
the video.
Oh, sure, no objection.
State's 189 submitted, you may publish.
All right, Mr. Primo, what are we looking at here? And if you recall, was there a date associated with the video from the RE?
May I have a moment to look at my report?
Certainly.
Thank you. The creation date associated with the metadata from the RE RAW proprietary tool, it's a program that allows us to examine the images captured directly from the RE camera in their RAW format, is reporting a date of October the 18th, 2021. This creation time is reporting 5:36 and 49 seconds.
Does that tell you that that's the exact date that the image was recorded on the camera?
In accordance with the data that the camera was communicating to the file, yes.
Okay. And what are you able to see in terms of this same pattern that we're looking for with regard to silver-colored centers of what appears to be ammunition?
I don't understand the question.
Let me back up. What are we looking at here? Do we have an original and a clarified?
Yes. So the image on the left is a selection of that region of the, my understanding is it's a bandolier or storage of some sort of those ammunition. And then the image on the right is the clarified or enhanced version of that image on the left.
And are you able to see, just from looking at the photo, that the top two items appear to have silver centers where the last four appear to have a different color center?
They appear to be lighter in tonal values. I don't know if I can classify them as silver, but...
Okay, understood. I'm sorry.
It appears to be, if I was asked what material that looks like, it looks like silver. But whether or not it actually is, I haven't been able to verify that. But yes, visually dissimilar.
And let me ask you, in terms of the date from the RE camera, does a date and time have to be set on the camera properly in order for you to receive the proper information through the metadata for the date of the recording?
That is how most camera devices work. I don't recall specifically if the RE was set, this particular RE, by the operator, but that's common for digital cameras like the RE.
And were you, sir, able to do a tonal value analysis on this?
Yes, I was.
And again, the tonal value analysis is just a way of doing an additional verification. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what were the results of your tonal value analysis?
So with respect to the RE images, there were no artifacts due to compression. These images were captured in a raw format, which means when the light information hit the camera's components, which is called a sensor, it's going to capture that information in raw and communicate that to a digital file with which it's not going to make determinations about what do we take away or what do we add to make this file smaller. An interpretation of that process was done using a filter within the AMP5 tool called Channel Selector. And that evaluates the specific RGB color spaces that those tonal values live, essentially, in that raw format. And through an evaluation of the green channel, which is the most sensitive to the human eye, there is a distinct dissimilarity in the luma and chrominance values between those two sections. And when these images were clarified, enhanced, two of the four images that I examined, through adding of light to make the images brighter, this section, the middle section of that piece of ammunition, i.e. the primer, became overexposed, which means it had brighter values than other primers throughout that picture, and the tool reported that those values were going beyond the technology's ability to capture it. So what does that mean? It means that that section was documented by that device brighter than the other primers throughout the picture.
Would you say that the use of the tonal value analysis did in fact verify that? It verified that it is brighter than the others.
That is correct.
Sorry about that. And States Exhibit 190, we would ask the court to move this into evidence and publish.
No objection, Your Honor.
States 190 is admitted. You may publish.
Mr. Primo, what are we looking at here?
This is a exhibit that demonstrates the selected area, approximate selected area, as the other images we saw. But it's not in the compare original format. It's just a picture-in-picture that is clarified. Enhanced.
All right. Thank you, sir. Were you also asked to perform a forensic analysis on still frames from a body-worn camera worn by a police officer?
That is correct.
And for the record, just so that the jury is aware, the body-worn camera that Mr. Primo analyzed was States Exhibit 2. I'm not going to play it because you already have it. We've already watched it. I will, however, pull up States Exhibit 192 and ask the court to admit 192 and permission to publish.
No objection, Your Honor.
192 is admitted. You may publish.
Mr. Primo, what are we looking at here?
This is a video image that was selected from the BWC recording. I don't recall from the file title which particular frame this was, but it's a picture-in-picture process using Annotate. We can select that portion of the screen and enlarge it, resize it. add additional enhancement processes, including adjustments to the lighting, sharpening as well. So it's an enhanced version of that frame with a picture-in-picture effect.
And the label of that box still appears to be pretty blurry and not legible. Were you not able to clarify it any more than that?
That is correct.
Okay.
The compression artifacts as a result of the spatial resolution, the video quality was insufficient to enhance to make that kind of identification.
And when you say the video quality was insufficient, is there a considerable difference between the quality of a police officer's body-worn camera, this type of camera in particular, and a camera such as the RE camera that was being used on the set of Rust?
Yes, a body-worn camera, although effective, its design is to surveil. It's a surveillance camera that's worn by an officer, so they record for long periods of time. Significant differences in intended use between a cinematography camera and a body-worn camera.
And finally, let's have a look at State's Exhibit 191. Looks like these aren't too different, but go ahead and tell us what you did.
This is the original information that was selected with the enhancement tool on the left-hand side, and then a compare original filter was applied to demonstrate the clarified version with processes to enhance it.
And why does it appear that there is actually less detail in terms of the label on the box in the clarified image as opposed to the original image? Let me ask you this. When you clarify an image, do you brighten it?
Yes. It's one of the processes to brighten it. If memory serves, when I was trying to enhance for the request was to examine any identifiers on the box, not specifically that little two lines of some sort of information, but to see if there were any identifiers anywhere on that container. So the light was improved to be able to examine that.
Can brightening an image actually reduce some of the detail in the image?
It can, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll pass the witness.
Cross-exam.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Primo, how much were you paid for your work in this case and your report?
The firm, Primo Forensics, was compensated a value somewhere in the $10,000 range.
And in the process that you were hired to do, you take images like a picture or you extract one from media, and then you use tools to try to clarify them. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier in your testimony there's certain things that can cause distortion. I think you said if something's low resolution. Is that right?
I don't remember saying specifically distortion.
Okay. Yeah, just tell me, what are some of the things that can cause you not to be able to get that clarification?
I don't understand the question.
In some of the images, it looked like at the end, the ones we couldn't see anything. It didn't clarify it, so we couldn't see what was on the box. What prevents that? The resolution originally, or why can't you get that?
The resolution does play a factor in that, as well as the compression level. So at what point the camera is limiting information to that digital video file. Those are two components, yes.
Okay. You also said in some of the pictures you could not verify tonal differences. And if I say it wrong, just tell me. But you did a verification process and you couldn't confirm?
That is correct. I was not confident to apply that particular methodology because there were so many unknown variables.
Okay. So given that there's so many unknown variables, some of them you can say that there were tonal differences, like color differences. Some of them you can't. Is that fair?
I don't understand the question.
Some of these pictures, you can't be confident that there are tonal differences. Some of them that you looked at, is that what you just said?
I would have to evaluate the particular image.
Okay.
To answer that question, maybe we can show one of them.
Sure. Yeah, there were some of them you said I couldn't verify, and we can go back to the number of that. But I'm just trying to get that. Basically, what you did was you clarified and enhanced pictures, and some of them you can tell us the colors are different. Some of them you can't. Is that right?
That is fair to say that the dissimilarities could not be verified in terms of how that technology was actually working when it captured those values. Yes.
And your technology has got to be much more sophisticated, but it's like, are you familiar with iPhones? People can use filters, they can use edits, that kind of thing.
I'm familiar, yes.
Okay, but yours, I mean, basically, you must be using a much more sophisticated tool, correct?
It's a peer-reviewable tool that allows us to apply methodology that is widely accepted. So it's repeatable, it's verifiable. It can be evaluated by people of similar qualifications to ensure that it was being applied correctly and effectively to accurately improve the information that's contained within them. I would say it's relative with respect to sophistication as to what we're comparing it to.
To an iPhone?
To a filter.
Oh, to a filter.
I think iPhone filter is what you had said.
Yes, iPhone filter.
But yeah, to a one-to-one comparison, we'd probably have to evaluate which particular filter, but there's no magic in the tool if that's what I think we're trying to evaluate.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was trying to ask. So it's similar to a filter.
They are filters. That's correct, yes. The filters that are being applied.
Okay, thank you. I have nothing further.
Redirect.
Yeah, just very briefly. Sir, in the images from the videos of Mr. Baldwin putting on the bandolier, those two videos that you extracted images from, the fact that you see the same color difference in the primer of the piece of ammunition that is in the third position from the top, the fact that you are able to see that color difference repeatedly in different frames, is that some indication of reliability that center primer is actually a different color than the others? Does that make sense?
I think so, yes. So with respect to forensic image video analysis, we're evaluating things from an objective perspective. There are components to that methodology that evaluate context, and they are best practices. I was not asked to evaluate those things with this case. If I understand your question, I think I do. From a contextual perspective, yes, it does, because there are multiple instances across multiple frames with each of the devices that capture digital video files, which means more images than just one, like an iPhone. So yes, contextually, it does demonstrate that. Yes.
Some additional level of reliability.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I don't have anything else.
Your excuse. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
The state rests.
Okay. Thank you. So we are going to take our break for the day. I have some court I need to do at 4 o'clock. So the state is rested, so the defense will go forward. Counsel, please approach for a minute. All right, so tomorrow morning we're going to have a couple of housekeeping matters. So you all should be downstairs at 10, not 8:30, 10, okay? So I see that's good news for a fair amount of you. All right. So please don't talk among yourselves or anyone else about the evidence received here in court. Don't do any research about the Rust Productions or the movie set, et cetera, and the trial. So downstairs at 10. Okay. All right. Did I say the part? Oh, don't talk among yourselves. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
All rise.
More raw courtroom audio from the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial is on the way.
Press subscribe so you don't miss a moment.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.